two for the price of one. Today, we are covering the best airlines that let you book a free or super cheap stopover so that you can see multiple countries or cities in one vacation. Let's get started with a fairly easy example, Singapore Airlines. The first airline that we're going to cover that lets you take a complimentary stopover is Singapore Airlines. So let's say that you wanted to fly from Newark over to Singapore first to start, and that you wanted to do this in later March next year, one way, in business class for one adult. If you type all that in and you go ahead and click search, you'll see that you'll be able to fly from Newark over to Singapore for 111.5 thousand points in business class. It is an 18 and a half hour flight. So 111.5 thousand miles does seem like a lot, but it still fits under the 10K rule, where I would be willing to pay quite a bit for this particular flight, especially in Saberspace. But if that's a lot of points for you and you're thinking, can I add in another stop to make the points stretch out even further? The answer is yes with Singapore Airlines. So instead of just searching from Newark to Singapore, let's see if we can go all the way to Thailand. On that same date of March 5th, we're gonna search in business class and we're just gonna search one adult for now. Click search. Now, you'll see that it's still the exact same price to cross from Newark through Singapore into Bangkok. It's still 111.5 thousand miles in Saberspace, or 143.5 thousand points with the Advantage rate. Now, you see up here where it says your itinerary to or from Bangkok is eligible for complimentary stopovers in Singapore. If you wanted to spend up to 22 hours, you could just book this rate and click either of these. But if you wanted to spend more than a day in Singapore, you could click add stopovers in Singapore and say you wanted to depart 3 days later or something like that. This is only available on the Advantage Award if you are booking one-way flights. So for 143.5 thousand points, you could fly from Newark, stop over in Singapore, then continue on to Bangkok. However, if you book a round trip with Singapore Airlines, you can get this complimentary stopover on either the departing or the return flight. You can choose one. You can have the complimentary stopover on the Saver ticket. With the Advantage ticket, you can have the complimentary stopover each way. So that's how you would book a stopover with Singapore Airlines. They make it pretty easy online, whether you wanted to stop in Singapore or somewhere like Japan if you were searching from Los Angeles, and then continue on to another city in Asia from there. If you love free resources that let you maximize your points, check out geobreezetravel.com/quiz. There, you'll find a free short quiz that will point you to the best resources depending on whether you're trying to earn points, redeem your points, or something else. And by taking the free quiz, you'll also get access to the free Points 101 course, which is a fantastic resource for anyone just getting started with points and miles. Our next tutorial covers how you can see two cities in business class for the price of one by using Alaska Airlines. This is one of the most versatile airlines when it comes to finding award travel sweet spots. The next airline that we're going to cover that's great for country hopping around Asia or Europe or South America or so many other places is Alaska Airlines. So let's say in this example, you're based in Dallas and you want to go over to Japan. You could just go to alaskaair.com, click on one way, click on use miles. Then let's say you want to fly sometime further out next year so that there's more availability. So let's select February 19. Go ahead and click on find flights. And here in business class, we see that there are a few options where you can fly from Dallas over to Japan for only 85,000 miles per person one way in business class plus $26. But as you look through the flights, you think, huh, that would be really great if I could see Korea and Japan in the same trip. Is that possible to do with Alaska Airlines? The answer is yes. Here's how you loop in a free stopover in Korea as well. So back up at the top, you're going to click on Change Your Search. Instead of one way, you're going to click Multi-City. And then instead of going straight from Dallas to Tokyo, you will go from Dallas to Seoul, South Korea. And then a few days later, you will go from Seoul over to Tokyo. Let's say that you wanted to stay 3 days in Korea before heading over to Japan. Now go ahead and click Find Flights. And then from here, you see that there are some more expensive options like this where it's 130,000 points, but there are still quite a few flight options where it's only 85,000 points plus $39 in taxes and fees to go from Dallas all the way to Korea and then Korea to Japan all in one itinerary. Let's click on this flight option and see what it gets us. And here we see for this multi-stop itinerary from Dallas over to Seoul in Korean Airlines business class, and then from Seoul over to Narita in a very short hop Korean business class, it will only be 85,000 miles plus less than $40 for one person to fly this itinerary, making Alaska Airlines another fantastic option if you want to country hop and get to see multiple countries with just one points booking. If you're wondering, what points even transfer to Alaska Airlines? Bilt recently announced a partnership with Alaska Airlines so you can transfer Bilt points to Alaska at a 1-to-1 ratio. It's typically known as a card for renters where you can pay rent on the no annual fee Bilt card without paying any processing fees for the rent. However, even if you don't rent, you can also take advantage of using the Bilt card for everyday expenses, especially on rent day, which is the first of every month, and you'll get double points on all transactions. That means you get 6x points on dining, 4x points on travel, and 2x points on everything else other than rent. If you're interested in the Bilt card, you can learn more at geobreezetravel.com/biltreferral. Or if you have another card in mind and you would like to support this show when you apply for your next card, we have our affiliate links listed to different cards on geobreezetravel.com/cards. And if you're interested in even more sweet spots that you can book with Alaska Airlines, check out this video as well. Up next, here's how to use Air Canada if you would like to take multi-city trips across completely different continents. When you are doing multi-city types of itineraries, you don't always need to stay within the same continent. Here's an example where we can use Air Canada to jump from North America through Europe into Africa, and it will cost much fewer points than you would think. So to do a multi-city or stopover itinerary on Air Canada, what you will do is log into aircanada.com. Then you will click on this button where it says multi-city or stopover and checkbox book with points Aeroplan. For this example, let's say that we want to go from Chicago over to Turkey. Let's stay a few days and then go from Istanbul over to Cape Town, South Africa. Let's just search for one passenger for now, and then go ahead and click Search Flights. And here we see that the flight to get from Chicago to Istanbul in Turkish Airlines business class would cost about 70,000 points plus 70 Canadian dollars per person each way in business class. Let's go ahead and select that flight, and let's click on the lowest reward possible. Now, this second leg from Istanbul over to Cape Town looks like it would cost about 60,000 points plus 34 Canadian dollars per person one way in business class. So 70,000 plus 60,000, you would think that this flight in total would cost about 130,000 points plus Air Canada should be charging 5,000 extra points to do a stopover. Let's see how much it actually costs. And so here it costs 104,000 points plus about 610 Canadian dollars to book both of these legs. So how does this work? With Air Canada, they price based off of an award chart and they use different travel zones. So from the US over to Europe and Africa, that would be from North America into the Atlantic zone, even though you're flying pretty far. And between North America and the Atlantic zone, the most that they're going to charge you for business class on partner airlines where you're flying a total of more than 8,000 points is 110,000 points. And with Great Circle Mapper, we can see that to fly from Chicago to Istanbul to Cape Town is going to be a distance of more than 10,000 miles. So we would expect that this would be about 110,000 points plus 5,000 extra because we're doing that stopover, and that's how much Air Canada charges for the stopover. Now, there are a couple different ways to book this. 104,000 points is a little bit cheaper than I was expecting based off of how I understand the routing math, but these taxes and fees are a little bit higher at 610,000. If you would instead prefer to pay more points and less cash and fees, then your total price would be 130,000 points plus 110 Canadian dollars and 30 cents. For me, this would be a little bit of a wash, and it depends on how much you value your Aeroplan miles. If we say each mile is worth 2 cents per point, 104,000 times 0.02 plus $610, ignoring the fact that Canadian dollars are worth less than US dollars, that would be worth about $2,690. If you take 130,000 points times 0.02 plus $110, that comes out to about $2,710. I would pay 104,000 points plus $610, but not by a wide margin. The Canadian to US conversion makes this a little bit more appealing as well, but again, it's completely up to you on how much you want to value your Aeroplan miles, and then also whether you would prefer to pay a little bit more in points, a little bit less in taxes, or vice versa. Are you enjoying these types of tutorial videos? If yes, please let me know. Click that like button, leave a comment, and subscribe to the channel for even more points and miles tips every week. And if you're interested in even more ways to book sweet spots using Air Canada's routing rules, check out this video linked here. Our last walkthrough covers a more advanced way to get a free flight by structuring your itinerary correctly. And if you're interested in leveling up your points and miles game and getting more free trips and upgrades, we have a couple of options for you. The first one is the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon, which you can join starting at only $5 per month through patreon.com/geobreezetravel. Every month, we prepare personalized step-by-step tutorials for the routes that our members request. We also provide open forum group coaching where you can ask any questions that you have, whether it's about earning points, redeeming points, or credit cards in general. And we talk through some of the tips and tricks that I really shouldn't post on social media. And if you're looking to get even more free travel with points, and you're a business owner or individual who spends more than $100,000 per year on expenses, check out our one-on-one coaching services. We typically save our clients $30,000 to $60,000 in travel in the first 6 to 12 months of working with our team. If that sounds like something that you would be interested in, book a free intro chat with us at geobreezetravel.com/intro call to see if we can save you tens of thousands of dollars as well. Okay, let's talk about how to get free flights with the United Excursionist perk. Here's how you can visit multiple countries on one itinerary and get a free flight using the United Excursionist perk. And we're also gonna go over the level 2 more advanced version of this, where you can get some pretty good free flights in business class with very few points spent. So let's say that you wanted to go from Miami into Europe and visit a couple of countries. What you wanna do with your United miles is go to united.com and then click here where it says advanced search. From here, you're gonna say flight only, show price in miles, and then select multi-city. And then here you're gonna type in your itinerary. So we're gonna go from Miami over to Lisbon, and then from Lisbon over to Poland, from Poland back to Miami. If we set up all of this correctly, then this middle leg from Portugal over to Poland should be free. There are some rules to keep in mind with United Excursionist perk. So, assuming that you are based in North America, your first flight has to start in North America, your last flight needs to end in North America, and your free flight has to be wholly contained outside of North America within a particular region. This is easiest to do with Europe because all of Europe counts as one region. Asia is split into a few regions, Africa is split into a few regions, South America is split into two regions, so usually if you're a beginner, I recommend doing this with Europe because it's just a lot easier to track the regions that way. So from Miami, over to Portugal, Portugal, over to Poland, Poland, back to Miami. Let's see what we've got. And we're just going to do this in economy for now to make it a little bit easier to see what's going on. Let's click find flights. All right. And for this first leg, let's select any of these really, but let's go for this direct flight. It costs a little bit more. You could go from Fort Lauderdale up through Newark into Lisbon if you want, but let's go ahead and select this direct flight. And then now you should see some options between Lisbon and Warsaw for 0 points. You just have to pay the taxes and fees. And that counts for if you wanted to fly directly there, or even if you needed to cross through another country like Vienna, Austria, Prague in the Czech Republic, Rome, Italy. All of these are still going to be 0 miles. Let's click on the direct flight. And then you just need to book your flight back as well. Here we see from Warsaw over back to Miami is going to be about 40,000 points plus $40 in taxes and fees. And so now we see that we paid about 40,000 points to fly from Miami to Lisbon. This second piece was free, and this last piece was about 40,000 points. So the total due would be about 80,000 points plus $68 in taxes and fees for all of these different legs. And you can see that here on the cost breakdown as well. Now, here's the more advanced version of the United Excursionist perk. So remember the rules that on your multi-city itinerary, your first flight has to start in North America, your last flight needs to end in North America, and your free flight has to be in the same region contained completely outside of North America. Those flights don't need to be continuous. It doesn't need to be a continuous itinerary. Like, let's say that you found a good flight from South Florida over to Europe into Portugal, and then you found another flight from Poland back to South Florida, but you're not based in South Florida and you have no idea how to get to Florida or between those different European airports. This is where United Excursionist perk can really come into play. So what you're gonna do here in this example, show trip selection, flight only, show price in miles, multi-city, and let's say that you're based in Cleveland, Ohio, and that you need to fly into Fort Lauderdale to get on this flight. We're gonna select January 14. Same free flight from Portugal over to Poland. And then you need to get back home after the trip is over from Fort Lauderdale back home to Cleveland, Ohio. Let's go ahead and just click this in economy again and click on find flights. For the positioning flight from Ohio down to Florida, that's only going to be about 12,000 points in economy. Or if you wanted to do this first leg in business class, you can have your free leg in business class as well. So let's say that you wanted to go from Cleveland over to Florida in business class. It's going to be 35,000 miles plus about $6 in taxes. And that's usually more than I would pay for a 3-hour flight in business or first class, especially domestic first class. But here's why you might want to do it. If you select a business or first class on that first leg, which is a positioning flight, your second leg could be free in business class as well. And that's across the board for whatever date you pick. So let's say we wanted to fly from Lisbon over to Warsaw for this 4-hour flight for 0 miles plus $22.50 in taxes and fees. And then that last leg, you could do an economy as well. The positioning flight from Florida back home to Ohio is 12,000 miles plus $5.60 in taxes and fees. And so here, you can fly from Cleveland to Fort Lauderdale in business class, get a 0-point flight from Lisbon to Poland in business class, and then take a positioning flight back home in economy, and all three of those flights together are only 47,000 points plus $33 in taxes and fees for each person. Sometimes people get confused where they'll say, so how do I get from Florida to Lisbon, or how do I get from Poland back to Florida? The answer is some other way. Like maybe you found another flight deal through Air Canada or Air France or something else. You found some different flight deal and you're using United Excursionist perk to tie all of this together. Another common question is, do you have to take each of the positioning flights? You need to take the first one or else your second one is going to get canceled. The third one is completely optional. In this example, you do need to get home to Ohio, so you would want to take this, but sometimes people will book in kind of like a positioning flight that they're not willing to use or that they're not intending to use, where it's only 5,000 points in economy, and it makes the rest of the itinerary cheaper as well. So that is the next level, kind of more advanced version of United Excursionist Perk and how to use it to get multiple cities in one itinerary. I hope you found those tutorials useful. Suggestions for future topics are always welcome. There are tons of other airlines that allow multi-city itineraries with different perks. So let me know if you're interested in a video that covers ANA around the world, Aeromexico, Etihad, or any others. And if you want even more information for how to find and book flights with United Excursionist, check out this video next.